I invite you to open your hearts and welcome these wisdom keepers.
I'm Bonnie Iredell. I've been a member of the church for almost 5 years now. I grew up Catholic, but I moved to Methodism to raise my kids and then Unitarian. I'm agnostic about God's existence and consider myself more of a Buddhist now more than anything else. I meditate, read Buddhist texts, and feel strongest about our principle of the interconnected web of life. I believe in reincarnation, and I fall back on nature and equanimity and compassion when I go through hard times.
Hello, my name is Allison Tobin. I wrote this as the ending to Build Your Own Theology class that I took with Ann Richards. My ever-changing credo: leave the world better than you found it. Create your own narrative. Always strive to be your best self. If you give kindness, you will receive kindness. If you put out goodness into the universe, you will receive goodness, even if just a sense of pride. Ultimate reality is all around us, with a world that provides air to breathe, water to drink, and plants to eat. Nature is my ultimate reality. Nature is our number one concern and all we should consider. We all have one life to live, and it should be spent with love, care, and nurture, not focused on the potential afterlife. Every moment on Earth is precious. I do not believe in God. I also do not have all the answers. If there is one, thank you. This world is beautiful and we are truly blessed. If there isn't, what an amazing phenomenon. Either way, we are here. We are where we are supposed to be at every moment. Every step helps get to the next peak experience in life. Everyone and everything has a purpose. You are just as important as the little roly-poly and the tallest oak tree. You may be a small cog, but you are an important piece of this universe. I am, we are the universe.
Knowing that the next time I write my statement of faith, I will probably say something different, I begin with these words by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Speak what you think now in hard words, and tomorrow speak what tomorrow thinks in hard words again, though it contradict everything you said today. I live in gratitude and wonder. I believe in the power of love. I believe in the importance of community. I believe that all should be treated with respect, even as I wish to be treated so. I believe in accepting one another as we are, but encouraging one another to grow. I believe in justice tempered with mercy, and that all persons should live in freedom to the extent possible for the safety and security of society. I believe that each person should have a voice in decisions concerning their lives. I believe in the democratic process and abhor dictatorial action wherever it occurs. I believe that all should be free to seek truth, to make meaning in their lives, and to worship as they will. I believe that everything that exists is connected in ways beyond our understanding, and that a great mystery underlies our universe and all others there may be.
This is my statement of faith. My cultural, spiritual, philosophical, contemplative thought, plus 90 years of observation and education, have brought me to Unitarianism. My life path is not rebellious, but evolutionary, with an unseen, powerful energy like electricity that I consider divine. Reviewing my long life, I celebrate many synchronistic, unplanned events in which I find growing evidence of faith in something mysteriously guiding my way including the way I discovered Mount Vernon Unitarian Church in 1961. My faith reflects my free will, trust, love, and the inherent worth and dignity of everyone. I maintain a personal consciousness and respect for the independent web of all existence. I listen with an open mind to new ideas and positive attitudes, trying not to judge or be judged. Compassion and community stand high with my approach to life, steeped with joy, happiness, loving support, and encouragement to live in harmony with a world that works for everyone. I thank Mount Vernon Unitarian Church for its supportive assistance in my developing faith.
Hi, I'm Glenn Chappell. I'm going to read the first paragraph of my statement of faith, which I think sums it up pretty well. For spiritual guidance, I look to the teachers found in all of the world's major religions that encourage the seeker to look inward in search of ultimate truth, truth that already lies within us rather than buried in ancient texts or guarded by a priestly caste. These traditions teach that we don't need to wait on divine intervention. Rather, if we're willing to look deeply and fearlessly within, we'll see that we already have everything we need. Study of these traditions and my own observations along the ancient spiritual path have led me to develop two central guiding faith tenets. These are, in the old Sanskrit language, ahimsa and anicantavada, which mean nonviolence and multi-sidedness. These principles have changed my life and continue to guide my spiritual practice, and they have led me to Unitarian Universalism.
I believe that this is it, that no afterlife or divine superior is involved in each of us making our lives meaningful. I'm a radical agnostic to the edge of atheism, and I believe that the transforming power of love and that we have a moral mandate to care for and help each other. I am not a mystic, but I am awed by the discoveries we have made of the natural world and the beauty of our own creations that attempt to make it more comprehensible. I am hopeful that each of us can make a difference, but humbled that our journey to the beloved community will never end.
You never know when it's going to happen. You never know when your faith is going to be shook up. But as Unitarian Universalists, we have a whole book on where we can respond with laughter when our faith is shook up. And did you know that? We have our own book about jokes on Unitarian Universalists. We do. When a UU dies, he finally finds him or herself walking along a road. Eventually, he comes to a fork on the road. There is a sign that says, "This way to heaven." But the UU goes the other way, where it reads, "This is a road to the discussion about heaven." Unitarian Universalists are sometimes thought to be poor hymn singers. It's because we're always reading ahead to see what the words say. How many Unitarian Universalists does it take to change a light bulb? None. The light bulb will change by itself. When was the last time you asked yourself, "Where is God? What is God? What is the God that I've rejected? Am I safe in this world? What is the purpose of my life?" Perhaps you're sitting on the deck this summer having a lovely glass of something, watching the sunset, and you're suddenly wondering, what happens when a person dies? Or maybe you recognize that your beliefs have changed. I hope so. But you haven't quite figured out what they've changed into. Do you have any idea where you place your deepest, most profound faith? In whom or what or where? Our life experiences, both joyful and painful, impact these kind of big questions that you pay me to ask. These things that our lives are challenged. And when we find ourselves in crisis. If we haven't asked these questions, we may not have something to lean on. There's no spiritual aspirin for life's pain. What our faith and our beliefs do is they help us learn how to respond to the suffering in life and how to expand our joy. I'm going to take a moment to explain what I believe is the difference between a belief and a faith. A faith is something deep and profound. It comes from the earliest childhood experiences, possibly even genetic. It's a foundation, a part of our worldview. Is this a safe world, or is this a world where I'm not safe, or is this just neutral world? That's faith. It's kind of like the Constitution or bylaws. You really don't change it much. Beliefs are sometimes impacted by life's experiences. They adapt a lot. They're responsive. They open up to new wisdom, or they're rejected when they're proven false. They're more like policies and procedures. But the path to a strong faith that you understand, because it's there, you just may not know what it is. It's there. And the path to a strong faith and the path to your beliefs being reliable and dependable and flexible if need be, that path is paved with questions. Lots and lots of them. Young parents named David and Deborah experienced a crisis of extraordinary faith when their 5-year-old son died of leukemia following a year of suffering and watching their young son die. Friends, not knowing what to do as they bore witness to Deborah and David, suggested they go down to a neighborhood community center offering mental health that also specializes in spiritual support. A friend said, I'll call ahead and let them know you're coming. When they arrived, even before they hit the threshold of the door, somebody came out and said, are you David and Deborah? And they said, yes. And she said, I am so glad you're here. I know you don't believe me now, but I know your story. We've all been there. And if you can see this as a spiritual way, this loss can be the most beautiful experience of your life. Deborah was no fool for words. As she looked at her husband, whose mouth was open in shock, Deborah looked back at this woman and said, are you crazy? Grabbed her husband's hand, and the two left. Their memorial service was Quaker. The minister who led the service had a young son of his own and could understand this terror that all parents face. As he explained to them, you have questions, so many. Why should a little boy suffer? What is the point? Does God exist? And what kind of God would do this? Does any of this matter? And will love really prevail? The minister said, hold on to these questions. Follow them. They invite us into a dialogue with the universe. There are no final answers, he said. But keep following them. They will change as life happens. The answers inform us of who we are. I find a lot of wisdom in that. As religious liberals, we embrace questions, not absolutes. Those questions are part of who we are. They invite us into our daily thoughts, into reflection, to live more fully, embracing the joy as well as the sorrow. They invite us into a more intimate experience with life itself. I remember very well growing up as a Unitarian Universalist and my parents offering me a safe haven, growing up into a world that I thought I could trust. There were life experiences as a child where I questioned that occasionally, but truly my foundational spiritual experience was in nature, when we went camping and hiking and fishing. That was it for me. That interaction that told me that I am of value just because I was born. And then I had adolescence. Right on schedule, I rejected all of that. I rejected my Unitarian Universalism. I rebelled against those liberal religious values, and I went hard right. Okay, there was a green-eyed brunette named Keith involved. I was 16. But I wanted something to hold me strong. And the born-again Christians offered that. And then that fell apart too. I came back into Unitarian Universalism as a youth group advisor, and all together we asked these questions as youth and young adults again and again. But I was lost a lot of the ways. I was not anchored. And even when my father died when I was 23 years old, my faith was not as solid as I thought. I was lost. And then right on schedule, into my late 20s, the universe slammed me to the ground and told me, I'm going to be a Unitarian Universalist minister. It was unquestioning. It has not relented. It was not a choice in many ways. And my faith has grown deeper and deeper into the people, into you and me, and that powerful force that we create when we come together. Through the years, I've moved between abstract theist and humanist, but here is where I am today, and as Betty Jo said, it may change. I have a faith in the most powerful force in the universe, the collective human creative spirit combined with nature's creative forces. That's it. I could go on, I'm a minister, but no, that's it. That's it. I have a faith in the most powerful force in the universe, the collective human creative spirit combined with nature's creative forces. I know my brain can't comprehend all of life. That's okay. I'm open to mystery. I'm open to the incomprehensible. I believe pain and suffering are caused by ignorance, pervasive ignorance, and our inability and unwillingness to challenge pervasive, dominant cultural norms. I believe the power of love is both psychological and a religious experience, and I embrace all world faiths as bringing their own wisdom. When Ann Richards and I started this program, she and I started sharing our faith statements with each other. You'll hear from her later. I'm going to make her print hers out in the newsletter. And it occurred to us that we were both raised Unitarian Universalists, but we, like so many others, had never really talked about what we believe and where our faith was. And you guys don't either, really. So we created this program and encouraging you to do something. So if you haven't written your faith statement yet, we're inviting you to do so. Anne's table is out there today. She'll send you some materials. Email her if you don't want to do it today. But I invite you to figure out where your faith lies. Now, I do have some inkling about who you are. I will. The Committee on Ministry did a survey, and a bunch of you, like over 200, filled out the survey. So I know from a really good survey that 65% of you are some form of humanist. Surprise? That hasn't changed in 15 years. 21% of you are pantheism or natural theism each. 21% either pantheism or natural theism. The rest of you are divided between theism, atheism, and earth-centered. 14 different categories. Isn't this fun? And some ask, how do I do this? How do I preach to such an incredible assortment of beliefs and values and faiths? I was born this way. This is normal. I can't imagine a world where you come into a church and everybody says the same thing and they believe that. And I'm like, really? That's interesting. We have similar faiths, this is true. We have common values, and we have one universal love. One universal love. These statistics don't tell me your stories, though. They don't tell me how you've been wrestling with these questions. They don't tell me when you've been in the darkest of night and you don't know who or what you believe in. These statistics don't tell me about how you have expanded your capacity for joy and love and compassion and made commitment to justice. I want to know your stories. How your faith has developed and deepened, and how your beliefs have changed. So today I invite you, sit down, walk around, dance around, sing, and think about your faith. There's some really good books, happy to recommend some. There's pen and paper, or if you're more of an artist type, go for it. Share them with Anne or myself. Share them with a family friend, or start your own small group discussion series. There will be lots and lots of questions. But at some point, maybe today or maybe tomorrow, a child is going to ask you. A child is going to ask you, what's God? Who's God? Where's heaven? And do they have bubblegum there? What's your answer? Hopefully, the journey of these questions will provide you with a sense of what makes a Unitarian Universalist. Amen and blessed be.